You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Guys, we had some technical difficulty. Audio's not going to sound too great, but we have some really hot takes, so keep listening.
Blake, the IRS just sent me an email and they're investigating you for tax evasion.
Okay, cool. Hook them.
Blake, I'm going to sue you for $100 million for breach of contract for using the Beer Bottle QB's logo incorrectly.
Okay, cool. Hook them.
Blake, your personal life is going to devolve into shambles. Your girlfriend's going to break up with you. Your parents are going to disown you because you just can't seem to figure your life out.
Okay, cool. Hook 'em. And there we go. We now have the best comeback in the history of the world to anything anyone ever says to you. Because apparently that's all you need to say is, okay, cool, hook 'em.
And if you don't, all you need to say.
All you need to say.
Your life's ending? Okay, cool, hook 'em.
Okay, cool, hook 'em. If you don't know what we're talking about Zach Smith going off on Twitter like a lunatic again this week, calling out Tom Herman, saying he cheated on him in an Asian massage parlor. Zach Smith said he witnessed Tom Herman cheat on his wife in an Asian massage parlor. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean that Zach Smith was in the room? Was he in the room watching him get a handjob from an Asian masseuse? I don't know. But that's what Zach Smith is claiming on Twitter these days. And you know what Tom Herman's response was, Siege?
Why don't you remind us, Blake?
Okay, cool. Hook 'em.
It's the greatest response all time. I mean, you honestly can't beat that response. Because it's so much of a dick move, but at the same time, it's like you kind of respect it because he just flat out doesn't give a shit about it.
No, like it's so blatant his like disrespect for Zach Smith, and like the fact that he thinks that no matter nothing that Zach Smith can say can ever touch Tom Herman is basically what he's saying to him. He's like, you are such like a loser lunatic that like it doesn't matter what you say. You're so discredited. Yeah, I can literally say, okay, cool, hook 'em to you, and nothing is gonna happen to me.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
No one believes him. I don't believe him.
I don't believe him either. I mean, I don't know if Tom Herman, whatever. If he's, I don't know. That's like beside the point. The real point is that Zach Smith is a undeniable lunatic. And, like, his Twitter behavior just shows you exactly who he is. And, like, you can't believe, like, now you know, like, he's guilty. Like, we thought he was guilty before, and now he looks even guiltier than he did before, which I didn't think was possible.
Oh, he is just digging himself. He's digging himself a hole. He's almost a freaking China, Blake.
And my favorite thing about this is, like, the Ohio State fans are, like, still coming out to support him to an extent. And, like, they're all mad at, like, he's retweeted like 50 like Ohio State like beat reporters and fans that are like, how does Brett McMurphy sleep at night after releasing this fake report about racism at Ohio State? And I'm like, how do you sleep at night backing up Zach Smith on these crazy tirades? It's like, I just don't get people. People will do too much for college football.
Too much. I mean, there's some crazy fans, but some of those fans are just, they need to, like, either get laid or, like, just stop getting on Twitter.
They need to reprioritize their life is, like, what needs to happen. That, it's just, it's a problematic.
I mean,
very problematic.
If you're supporting Zach Smith at this point,
like,
you need to go.
Who are you? Like, it's like, what in the world are you thinking? It's lunacy. But at least Texas has the opportunity to make a lot of cool t-shirts out of this and have a new mantra for their university, so.
Oh, well, if they ever suck again, like they did for a while, they can just go back to, you know, okay, cool, hook them.
Okay, cool, hook them. I mean, I think,
the TCU again? Okay, cool, hook them.
You think this would, like, we have to, like, transform this and, like, just, like, okay, cool, go Frogs.
Okay,
as cool. Well. So, like, whenever someone says something to us, we just say, okay, cool, go Frogs.
I love it.
You can do it. I mean, if you're an OU fan, okay, cool, Boomer. If you're a Florida State fan, okay, cool. Oh! I don't know how you translate that into text. Maybe you do a voice memo, but you Florida State fans, you can figure something out and let us know. That would be something. Speaking of Texas, how about the fact that it's 10 years after the Crabtree catch, they have the same exact play in the same exact spot to go ahead and beat Tech?
I know. That was
wild.
Awesome.
Stuff. It was pretty wild. It's a much less consequential game. Like, the Crabtree catch, like, sent chaos through the college football world and ended up in the Big 12 three-way tie and all that. This game means almost nothing to the Big 12 race. It keeps Texas in it. But, yeah, so, like, not as big stakes, but it was pretty cool to see that. Like, Texas tried to give up that game as well.
Oh, they tried their hardest to give that one up.
But they came out at the end, so.
Jet Duffy's not a good quarterback, and they let him throw for 400 yards.
Yeah, he's not great. Like, Texas' defense is so up and down. Like, they'll be, like, really good one week, really bad the next. I'm not really sure how I feel about it. It's definitely been the piece that's holding them back this year, which for the last, like, 3 years, it's been the opposite. The defense has been good, and the offense has been terrible. But Ellinger's been so darn good this year that, like, it's kind of crazy that the defense has slipped back into and is the reason that they're not very good right now.
I mean, I'll give credit where credit's due. Ellinger is pretty good. I was not very high on him last year. I did not think he was going to do what he's doing right now, but he's having a pretty damn good season.
Yeah, he's a very good quarterback right now. Like, he has come out of the woodwork and played phenomenally well throughout this year, and that's good news for Texas. It's bad news for the rest of the Big 12. Bad news for Frog fans, but I think the Frogs will be back next year. That was a bad game for us. West Virginia, that was a whomping that they put on us. Not great.
I don't even want to talk about that, man.
Not great. It was ugly. Very, very ugly. We have Baylor this week. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode. Next highlight is Purdue got crushed by the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Row the damn boat. How bad does that Purdue loss look for Ohio State?
Oh, it looks atrocious at this point. I mean, how do you lose? One, how do you lose to Purdue? And two, how do you get blown out by Purdue?
Yeah, especially with the two teams.
Blown out. I could maybe say, you know, they played a real shitty game and they lost. You know, if they lost by a field goal or, you know, 1 or 2 points or something. But I mean, they got their asses kicked.
Yeah, they got destroyed. Close. They got destroyed in that game. Purdue has not looking great. Lost two out of their last three. Barely eked out a win versus Iowa. It's just interesting. Ohio State, they looked good against Michigan State, but they just don't seem to be that top caliber team that we thought at the beginning of the year. I don't know if it's Zach Smith getting in their head again, if this is just weighing on them for the year, or if they're just not as talented as we thought. Because, I mean, their early wins against TCU don't look as good anymore. So it'll be interesting to see how the Big Ten plays out. That it makes sure Michigan has a shot this year. Michigan has a real shot.
Michigan looks good, too.
They look really good.
They put it together.
They look really, really good. All right, Siege, where do you want to go from here? You want to go some rankings talk, or do you want to go straight to the coach's hot seat?
Ooh, I say let's go rankings real quick, because I feel like there's a little bit to talk about, but for the most part, the top, you know, 10 to 15 teams pretty much stayed the same.
Yeah.
Let's go to rankings real quick.
So my problem with the rankings doesn't really happen in the top 10. It's a little bit further down there where we get into some some ferociousness on my opinions. I will say that Washington State and West Virginia both deserve to be in front of LSU, and so does UCF, without a doubt.
I agree 100% with that take.
Without a doubt, I think it's kind of atrocious that LSU is number 7 above them. They have 2 losses. They got shut out by Alabama. That's all you have to say. They got shut out by Alabama.
They didn't score a point in a football game and are ranked number 7.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like, in this day and age, if you can't score a point, then you have zero offense. And if you have zero offense, you can't win championships.
No. And, I mean, when did this world, what has it come to where you have a 2-loss team that is over probably the Pac-12 champion and the best team in the, I'm going to say West Virginia is the best team in the Big 12. How is it 2-loss team ahead of them? How is that? I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you watch West Virginia play and not rank them ahead of LSU. Like, it's rather absurd to me. It's just, like, it's wild. Like, the bias in these is so, it's so crazy how biased these rankings are that, like, I don't even, like, their own, it's almost, like, makes me want to go back to the BCS days. You remember those days when it was at least half computer? Like, the computer is actually looking, so the College Football Playoff Committee has done one thing, and it's made the damn BCS computer look like a fucking genius. Which everyone hated the computer. Like, we need eye tests.
I'd be fine with going BCS rankings and just taking the top 4 from the BCS.
Yeah, that, I mean, honestly, at this point, at this point, it would be better. Because, like, the validity of the rankings, like, yeah, everyone agrees that the top 4 is the top 4 at this point. Like, it's pretty cut and clear. Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia. Those are the top 5 teams in the country, and I think that's a fair assessment of them. But then you get past, like, so how is Florida, a 3-loss Florida, the top-rated 3-loss team in the nation, when they literally have gotten thwacked by Missouri, not a good football team, thwacked by Georgia, and beat by Kentucky by 2 touchdowns. And Kentucky has turned out not to be that good team because they just lost to Tennessee.
I know. It's the SEC bias. We've been preaching about this on this podcast for over 2 years now.
Yeah, it's absolute insanity. Like, how in the world is Kentucky? It blows my mind. Like, Kentucky, they look good at the beginning of the season. I'll give them that. They've lost 3 of their last 5 games. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
One was to Georgia. I'll give them that. They lost to Texas A&M. Texas A&M's average. They lost to Tennessee 24-7. 24-7. Tennessee is a 5-5, 2-4 in the conference team. They're not a very good football team, and yet they're getting crazy amounts of press and getting in the top 20 just because of, I don't even know. I don't even know what your case is. I don't understand what your case is.
Iowa State is a better football team than Florida.
Iowa State is absolutely a better football team than Florida. I can list a lot of teams that are better than Florida. I bet Cincinnati's better than Florida.
I guarantee you Cincinnati's better.
Utah State might be better than Florida. Boise State's probably better than Florida. So I have a couple notes over here. So how in the world, Fresno State, they've only lost one game. It's on the blue turf. Boise State, now a top 25 team. How can you just, like, take Fresno State out of the top 25 after one road loss by one touchdown?
Yeah,
does that really deserve them being out? And 6-4 Northwestern and 6-4 Mississippi State deserve to be in?
I don't understand how the hell Mississippi State is ranked.
I don't either.
6-4, and they just got embarrassed by Alabama. Absolutely embarrassed. They didn't even score a touchdown.
I mean, I personally think that there should be a rule that if you get shut out, you're automatically kicked out of the top 25 for at least a week.
If you can't score a damn point, Blake, this is a problem. And Mississippi State isn't that good, Blake.
No.
They're not good.
No, Mississippi State is not that good. So let's dive into...
They lost to Kentucky 28-7.
Yeah.
They lost to Florida, and they got embarrassed by LSU, and they got embarrassed by Bama. How are they ranked?
I honestly don't know. Like, Duke is a 7-3 football team. They should be ranked over both of those teams.
Yes.
The only reason they're not...
Mississippi State's wins aren't even good.
No, they don't have any good wins.
Their only good win... Well, the only big wins they've had are against Auburn and A&M, and look how that's shaken out. Both of those teams are currently unranked.
Yep, you heard it here first. So, I want to say... After looking into doing some research, looking at our favorite rankings, the Coley Matrix. So a lot of teams are being robbed, right? Fresno State, that was the team that we're saying is being robbed. Utah State, Cincinnati. The Coley Matrix has Cincinnati at 13, by the way. Just a little something for the people new. So the team that's being screwed the most right now by not being in these rankings, you know who it is?
Who?
I'll give you a little hint. It was Veterans Day this week. Showing support for the troops. The playoff committee could have done something nice for our veterans and put the Army Golden Knights in the top 25 where they deserve to be, but they didn't. They decided not to.
They deserve to be there.
They only have two losses. So their two losses are Oklahoma and Duke. Duke, it's an okay loss. Not the best loss in the world. OU's a pretty good loss. You know something else about that loss? They held OU to 28 points.
And they took him to overtime.
So let's look at this whole thing. On the road. In OU's entire schedule, how many points do you think that is the lowest that someone has held them to this year?
Other than the 28?
No, just in general.
OU?
Yeah.
I would say 38.
Oh, that's pretty darn close. So, yeah, 37 points by Iowa State. Do you want to know another fun fact about OU's offense?
I do.
They've scored 48 points in every single other game this year besides Iowa State and Army.
Wow.
Is that not a little crazy hot fact for you?
That's shocking that Army's not ranked. I mean, they have two losses, and those are good losses. I mean, those are better... losses than freaking Mississippi State, who's ranked number 21.
You're damn right. And I'm telling you right now, Army's going to go into a bowl game, and I hope they get someone good, because they're going to beat somebody. They are going to beat somebody good in a bowl game if they get the opportunity to. They may get screwed. They may get screwed, but you know who, you talked about the Buffalo game earlier. Buffalo's only losses to Army. But Army getting screwed, our servicemen, you think they'd get a little bit more respect from this committee. But unlike the committee, the beer bottle QBs respect the troops.
So are we saying the college football playoff committee doesn't support the troops?
No, they clearly don't.
They clearly don't.
The message is right here. It's Veterans Day week. You have the perfect opportunity to put the Army Golden Knights into the top 25. And they purposely didn't.
Well, I think it was on purpose. I think they all.
It was a slight. It was a purposeful slight. I fully believe that. So the College Football Playoff Committee officially does not support the troops. If they care to comment, we're welcome to have any member of the committee on the podcast.
Oh man, that would be electric. We would just light them up.
Oh yeah, it would be great. All right, Siege. Anyone else getting screwed in the rankings?
Honestly, I think Utah State should be a little bit higher. I think they should be in the top 20, for sure. Their only loss is to Michigan State, opening game on the road by 1 point.
Yeah, I agree.
By 1 point.
I agree. Utah State is getting screwed.
I mean, they've rattled off 9 in a row.
Yeah.
9 in a row.
And their real test is going to be when they have to play Boise State at Boise State in the final game of the year. That's going to be really when we see if Utah State has their nuts hanging or if they're just a fluke. But you know, I have to agree. That's a pretty disrespectful ranking, 23. They should probably be creeping up on the top 15. You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, any team that can rattle off 9 in a row, in my opinion, should be ranked quite a bit higher.
Yeah, and look at these scores. They're beating the crap out of people. 60-13, New Mexico State. 73-12, Tennessee Tech. 45-20, BYU. That's a big-name program right there. 59-28, UNLV. 24-16. 61-19. Beat Hawaii, the Fighting Rainbow Warriors. 56-17. 62-24. They're just, like, rattling people, too. It's like...
Yeah, they're killing people.
Throwing dongs on the ground and just racking up TDs. I like it. I'm going to have to watch me some more Utah State. They're a good football team. They're a real good football team this year.
They're a very good football team.
All right, Siege. I think it's time to get into a little coach's hot seat.
Ooh, I like it.
Let's see where the water is starting to boil.
Well, we had our second one. Petrino out.
Yeah, Petrino out. Petrino out. The water caught fire and caught his ass, and he's out of the seat. Out. Man.
He's gone. He got swallowed up by the flames.
Yep, and then we also had a little videotape of Gus Malzahn talking on the sideline saying they're going to fucking fire me. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So, maybe it's self-fulfilling prophecy. He's just calling it how I see him.
They very well could. I mean, they were hyped up this year, Auburn is not a good football team.
Nope, they're not great. So, I mean... I think we have to start with the Mike McIntyre rumors at Colorado. A lot of things swirling around this week. People saying that they're going to fire him now. People are saying that he's still going to be their coach. What do you think the story is? Do you think they're going to get rid of him? He's lost 5 in a row, which is that's quite a feat after starting 5-0.
That's pretty.
Oh wow! I just did a quick Google to make sure. McIntyre to part and Colorado to part ways at the end of the season.
Oh, well, there we go.
So we have another one bites the dust.
Wow.
Man, okay.
That's shocking.
That is pretty shocking, if I do say so myself.
Colorado is pretty... They were in the Pac-12 title game last year.
Yeah, they started off really, really well. Started off very well. Haven't played quite as well after that, but I mean, I don't know. I think this might be a weird move. He's been around for 5 years, I guess. It's hard. I think you need to give people a little bit more time. I always lean towards more time. But I guess if it's time to go, it's time to go. I don't know who you're going to go after if you're Colorado. It's an appealing job. I like it a lot. I think it's a sneaky good job.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's like it's Colorado football, though. So, I mean, there's not... I feel like there's definitely interest, and it's a good job, but it's not like you're, you know, a USC or an Alabama where you should be winning the Pac-12 every year, and if you're not, like, he has good football teams. I mean, last year they had a shot at winning the Pac-12. I mean, I don't know. I think that's a little bit early of a fire, in my opinion. I think they pulled the trigger too soon.
Well, it was 2 years ago that they were in the Pac-12 conference.
Oh, was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Yeah, they were okay last year, but it was 2 years ago. But yeah, that's still 2 years out from being in a conference championship is still pretty good. That's pretty fresh on the mind. And I don't know. The kids can smoke weed there. That's the biggest recruiting tool they have. That's all you need. You can smoke weed.
That's true.
All right, Seed, so let's get back to it. Next coached firing. Who do you think it's going to be?
Man. This is a tough one. I honestly think it's going to be Malzahn at Auburn.
You think Malzahn's the next guy up?
I think he's the next guy up.
Wow. You think they're going to fire him before the end of the year?
Maybe. I mean, they play Liberty this weekend, so that's a win. But then they play at Alabama, last game of the year. I think he's gone after Bama.
That's true. We do only have 2 weeks left in the season, which is RIP. RIP regular season. We will miss you sorely. Yiza, I'm still on the fence about Gus Malzahn. I'm not sure he's gonna be fired this year. I was really, really hot on it at the beginning of the year with you, but I think he's kind of saved it a little bit. Obviously, that's not what Auburn people want. But, like, he's doing okay. And, like, let's be honest, Auburn is not the power of Alabama, LSU. And when – I don't know if Auburn's ever really been good when LSU has also been really good. I don't know if someone can stat check that for us. Someone send us a tweet or something. But I think when LSU is good, I think it's hard for Auburn to be really good as well. But he could also save his job if he beats Bama.
Definitely. Oh, he's safe for another 2 years if he beats Bama.
That's true. That is true. My next guy.
I got another one for you. I got another.
All right, let's
one.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
Lovie Smith at Illinois.
Yeah, I think he's done. He's donezo.
He has
kaputs. He's out. Illinois is just so bad. That's the only thing that can save and grace for him is if like they're just so bad that they don't care enough to like to actually like fire him. You know?
Yeah. They just like, don't care.
They're just like ah. We don't even fuck about football. We'll keep him around for a couple more years. I don't think that'll be the case, but you never know. You know who's at the top of my board?
Who?
It's a little school in a little place called Los Angeles. Clay Helton. That boy is gone. Out of here.
He is filling the flames right now.
He fired. He fired, as they say.
Yeah,
he
maybe
fired.
Just a little word of advice to a couple, some coaches out there. Maybe don't have a quarterback skip his senior year of high school and come in and start for your team. He's probably not ready to start at 17.
Probably not ready. Probably not ready. And, I mean, honestly, he was kind of doomed from the start. He's the fourth straight Pete Carroll holdover that they've had as a head coach. They honestly should have hired Coach O to be the guy. How legendary would that be? They should have. They absolutely should have. But yeah, he's doomed from the start. I mean, Kiffin sank, Sarkisian sank, Helton sank. I mean, it's just none of them are Pete Carroll. I think you got to go outside the coaching tree. You got
to
go outside the coaching tree.
At this point, you have to.
Unless they want to bring Lane Kiffin back.
He
would definitely be up for it. They'll never do it in a million years. Much more likely that Jeff Brohm slides in there.
I can see that, but man, he's a Louisville grad, though. You don't think he wants to go back home to Louisville?
Yeah, but if Louisville's offering you $1.2 million and USC is offering you 5.5 and you get to live in L.A. versus Louisville, Kentucky. I think I'm going with USC.
And also you can recruit anyone at USC. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a valid point there, Blake.
I mean, it's like I love the alma mater play. Going back to the alma mater is always something that you want to do as a player, coach, fan. But when it comes to USC versus Louisville, it's like it's hands down. You take USC, I think. I just think that's the.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's just what you got to do. You know who?
I would all day long.
You know who was a sleeper for that job?
Who?
Matt Wells, baby, Utah State. He's already on the West Coast. He's recruiting those
right.
Tongans. Lots of Tongans at Utah State. Sneaky pick. Could be a sneaky pick.
It could be. I'd also like to float out Matt Campbell at Iowa State.
Oh, that would. Ooh. I think he might be a little too Midwest for that job, but, I mean, he's certainly going to be in talks. There's a lot of jobs opening up that are going to be, he's going to be in talks for. I mean, if Auburn opens up, he's got to be one of the top guys. He's a tricky guy because he could be one of those Iowa State, like, he could be a lifer type guy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be a lifer at Iowa State. That's hard. But, like, he's one of those guys that's there to stick around. He's not going to be a jumper as much, I don't think.
Yeah.
But well, you never know. Money
that.
Money and getting people out of Ames, Iowa could be that's a lethal combination in luring someone away for a new job.
Yes. Hey, we'll pay you $3 more million and you don't have to live in Ames, Iowa.
Okay, I was going to stick around for a while, but that sounds pretty good.
You want to come to L.A. or Ames, Iowa?
Ooh, I think I'm going to go with L.A.
Yeah, L.A. is a lot better.
Yeah, for real.
Anyone else you got on the hot seat? You thinking that's gonna fall this year?
I've got three names at the top of the list that I think are done. Chris Ash, Rutgers, Randy Edsall, UConn, Larry Fedora, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're all kaput.
Definitely. I mean, But what is Rutgers really going to do, though? Terrible football.
They've been good once before. You remember those days?
I do. With back in the early 2000s.
With what's his name? The Schiano days.
Yep.
Mr. Schiano made Rutgers good. You can make Rutgers great again. I fully believe that.
Make Rutgers great again.
Make Rutgers great again.
All right. I like it.
All right, let's get to talking to this week's game, Siege. We got some good ones.
Yeah.
We got some good ones. Let's start with TCU at Baylor, rivalry game. We hate Baylor. I have a great article cooking about Baylor. I'm not going to tease it too much. You can just read it on frogswire.com. Probably Friday afternoon. But Siege, I mean, we haven't played well, but this is a rivalry game, and Gary hates Baylor. So do you think we go in and win this game?
I mean, this game is both teams could be, you know, 1-10 going into this game, or, you know, 1-9.
Yep.
And it would be a competitive game. You know, TCU could be 11-1, Baylor could be, you know, have one win, and it's still going to be a competitive football game because it's a rivalry. The hatred is so much. I do think TCU has a good chance at this. It hurts that it's on the road since we've got a lot of, you know, depth issues with injuries. But I do think TCU can go in and win this game. I mean, Baylor, they're a decent football team. And TCU has pretty much hung with everybody they played with except for West Virginia.
Yep.
So I do like TCU's chances in this game.
Oh, I love TCU's chances in this game. And I'm telling you right now, we're not going to win by one touchdown. We're not going to win by two touchdowns. We're going to win by three touchdowns, CJ. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy. But you know why we're going to win by three touchdowns? Because we have the moral superiority, those scumbags at Baylor starting fights against the nice Iowa State kids. And we're coming in. We're going to be the moral hammer. We're like the Bible, stumping down Satan in the Old Testament. Texas Christian University, we're bringing it back to the Old Testament days. And we're smacking down Satan, which is Baylor. Those wacky, I'm not going to go any further with that analogy. But Baylor sucks, TCU rocks, TCU by 1,000. And that's enough of that. TCU by a million with the hand of God coming down on you. All right, next up, Iowa State at Texas. David Montgomery suspended for the first half. This dramatically changes Iowa State's offense. Do you think it has a big impact on the game? And do you think who do you think wins this one?
That's huge. I think Iowa State had a chance, but David Montgomery is probably the best player on their football team.
Yep.
So losing him for a half severely impacts their running game. I just don't think Iowa has enough firepower without him to hang around. I think they make a push late, but I like the Longhorns in this one, Blake.
The Longhorns. There you go. I actually am going to go the opposite way on this one. I think the David Montgomery thing is a huge loss. I think Iowa State's defense is going to keep them in it in the first half. I think it's a close first half. And I think Iowa State has a little bit too much, a fresh David Montgomery in the second half. Texas has not played well defensively in the second half. And I think Iowa State's really just going to come in and kind of surprise Texas. Texas is when they've been up and down. They're playing very well, but at the same time, they don't have the killer instinct to put teams out. So I think Iowa State's going to be around after the first half, and then I think the Iowa State killer instinct kind of kicks in, and they take it up a notch. And I think it's going to be pretty dead at Texas Stadium. It's cold in Texas right now, as you informed me. I think it's going to be pretty empty.
Yeah, I mean, it's right next to Thanksgiving holiday. A lot of people take off.
Yep.
A lot of people are going on vacations. It's definitely, I think it's going to be the best game this week, honestly. I think it's going to be close. It's going to be, you know, it's just hard to pick. These are two very evenly matched teams. I think we're in for a good one. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Agreed.
But I've got the Longhorns just simply because, you know, Montgomery's not playing that first half. And Ellinger has honestly looked incredible. So
that's true.
You know, if TCU can beat Iowa State, I think I think Texas can handle them.
You make some valid points. All right, moving on to our next game. Maybe the most important game of the week. Cincinnati at UCF, the first real test for the UCF Golden Knights. Are they the Black Knights or the Golden Knights? I can never remember. Golden Knights, or the Space Knights when they're wearing those funky space uniforms. Those are pretty cool.
I like the Space Knights.
Space Knights are pretty cool.
Space Force.
The Space Force, yep, there you go. And so, does Cincinnati have a chance? Is it a close game?
Cincinnati beats UCF.
Oh my goodness. CJ, you did not just take that. You did not just take that. That is the worst pick of the entire podcast history series. What do you mean? We're a UCF Knights podcast. Oh my gosh. We're going to have to turn this into a video. We're going to have to find like a Cincinnati Bearcat claw or something and throw it on Instagram. Dude, no. UCF is going to roll them. This is a huge game. It's at UCF. They're the defending national champs. They scrap. They battle. And they have one of the best offenses in the nation, Siege.
They do. But Cincinnati wants it more, Blake.
No. UCF is playing for a playoff. They're trying to defend their national championship and get into the playoffs.
Cincinnati is playing to prove themselves.
Oh, man. This is bothering me. I hate this pick. We're UCF guys.
We're UCF guys.
God, no way! UCF has to win. They have to win so that they can go undefeated. They have to win so they can go undefeated, and then we can have a stink and get. Do you want an 18 playoff, or do you want to have this crappy 14 playoff?
I'll have an 18 playoff, but I don't think UCF beats them.
Oh, golly. All right, Siege. It breaks my heart that you're going to the dark side like Kirk Herbstreit and Lee Corso. Those ESPN guys, they're probably going to be picking Cincinnati too.
UCF, but I like me some Bearcats.
Man, okay. Wow, that was a shock to the heart. I did not see that one coming. I'm all on the UCF Golden Knights train. I'm going to buy a t-shirt this week. Maybe I'll fly out to the game this weekend. I'm just kidding. I can't do that. But if I could, I would. It would be awesome. All right. Wow. That's CJ's upset pick of the week. His first one of the day. That's pretty crazy. All right. West Virginia at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's on a little bit of a heater after starting off playing some really bad games. They played a back-to-back couple of pretty good ones, been tight. Do they have a shot to pull spoilers and beat West Virginia?
I don't think they do. West Virginia's got the, like you said earlier, that killer instinct. They can smell blood right now, and they're just waiting for that Oklahoma matchup. They got their loss out of the way, their bad game. I think they look like just a powerhouse against TCU. I don't think Oklahoma State can hang with them, so I'm definitely taking West Virginia on this. I think it's a blowout.
Man, a blowout for West Virginia. I've got the Mountaineers as well. I think they're the better team. I don't think they slip up. I think Oklahoma State's Cinderella magic runs out this week because Wilger is playing too darn good. Too darn good. All right, next up, Duke at Clemson. Do the Blue Devils have a shot?
No, Clemson wins by 36.
All right, perfect. We both agree. All right, now on to the final. Actually, let's talk one more game before we talk the big one. Arizona at Wazoo. Does Arizona have a chance to play spoilers in Wazoo's playoff run?
Leach won't let that happen.
Love it. Let's go.
Washington State will win.
Let's go, Cougars.
Washington State, they've got a shot. If they go undefeated, or if they win out, I mean.
Yeah.
Do you leave them out? I mean, it's Leach.
It depends on what happens. It depends on what happens, but I mean, it very well. I think it's hard to leave them out. I think it'll be really hard to leave them out. Unless things will need to shake their way, but I think it'll be hard to leave them out. Because I think there's going to be some shuffling, there's going to be some movement. But we'll have to see and wait what happens. But I'm all on the Wazoo train. I think they're going the distance with the one loss. Next up, this is the big game of the week. I think it's the biggest game of the week. Top 15 matchup. neutral ground, playing in a baseball stadium. A little weird. Not sure how I feel about it. Notre Dame and Syracuse matching up. Notre Dame probably wearing the ugliest jerseys in the history of college football.
Of all time. They're disgusting.
If you haven't seen them, I would go take a Google.
Disgusting.
I would take a Google gander at them. They are atrocious.
I don't know if I've ever seen a jersey I've hated more than this one.
Ugh. Just, like, disgusting. It's got, like, it's got the Yankee pinstripe on the sleeve, and then it has, like, pinstripe pants, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's so ugly.
It's they're just gross. They're absolutely hideous.
Everybody who listens to this podcast, Google it. It's disgusting.
They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. And you know what, Siege? They're so bad that I can't even imagine a team wearing these uniforms and winning a football game. And that's why this is my upset pick of the week. Syracuse Orange in the biggest win in program history. Dino Babers and the rise of the Orange Men. They're taking down Notre Dame in Yankee Stadium. You heard it here first.
Dino
Babers in the house.
I love it. That's a great pick. That's coming in hot.
It's coming
Syracuse, I'll be honest, not a football school.
Are they a football school now?
I think they might be.
They will.
I like Syracuse.
They will be a football school after this Saturday. That's what we're calling here first. CJ, are you picking the Qs as well?
You know what, Blake? You've convinced me. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Let's go Qs. Dino Babers. Let's take it to the house. Let's print the shirts.
Let's go.
Football school.
Let's go, Ben. Pound the horn on this one. Let's go.
This would create some chaos.
Absolute
chaos. Oh. Syracuse beats Notre Dame. Oh, hell will break loose.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. Utter chaos. Oh, I can't wait for Syracuse to be throwing the deep ball all day long.
There's going to be balling. It's going to be so fun.
All right, Siege. I mean, I think that's a podcast.
I think that was a great podcast.
That was a good one. I like it a lot. All right, Siege, you got any final things to say for the listeners?
Get on the Dino train. I love it. I love Syracuse. And UCF's going down.
Go Qs. UCF will win and stay undefeated. But that's a podcast, guys. We'll see y'all next week.
See you guys next week. We'll be right back.